This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Barbara Otten, Director of Alzheimer's Services of the Capital Area. She will discuss Charlie's Place, a respite center in Baton Rouge that deals with Alzheimer's patients on an outpatient basis. Welcome, Ms. Otten.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Delighted to have you. Charlie's Place has won the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Excellence in Care Dementia Award 3 times. What does it take to win the national award?
We follow a model that's person-centered care, and it's their standards that we have to meet to achieve that award. We have a site inspector who comes and spends an entire day observing our care of the clients, the facilities, everything about our program, and they make recommendations to us, and then they certify us or not. And we're the only one in the state that has it, and we've received it 3 times.
I recently did take a tour of Charlie's Place, and it's very impressive, especially the activities for the Alzheimer's patients. They come to the facility from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tell us about some of the activities that entertain the patients on a daily basis.
Music is one of the activities we do every day because it's so important. Even a nonverbal Alzheimer's-affected individual might start singing, so music is always an activity. We want to provide activities that provide socialization and interaction so they use their cognitive skills. So we also have brought the IN2L, It's Never Too Late program in. It's an interactive technology program that the clients love. There's 3,000 apps on it. For instance, we have a pilot who attends Charlie's Place. He's a former pilot. And once a month, we line up the chairs like it's on an airline. Our care attendants are the stewardesses, and our former pilot takes the clients on a virtual flight.
I think that is fabulous. And that when I did go over to take a look, that was one of the ideas or the programs that you told us about. And it sounded so simple, yet so important.
Person-centered care really is simple, but it's not natural in healthcare. A lot of times healthcare employees are spread too thin. At Charlie's Place, it is our standard for person-centered care. So every staff member knows at least 3 personal things about each client so that they can be redirected if they get agitated. So it may be, for instance, that someone was a pilot or someone was in the Sweet Adelines. And so immediately the care attendants can redirect that person and talk about something in their history, someone in their family, to redirect them and ease whatever agitation it is.
So is the whole motive or of this large operation to give the caregiver a break?
It was our inspiration. That is the number one need expressed by the caregivers was, I need a break. I just need a break. And so we developed the respite center to give them that break. But in developing it, the staff did the research, and we developed a model program.
I want to know the statistics for persons with Alzheimer's. Do men or women get Alzheimer's more often in the U.S.?
The latest statistics are that women are twice as prone to develop Alzheimer's over the age of 65. It's twice as prone for women, and it's mostly because they live longer.
And it's double the risk of breast cancer?
Yes. Alzheimer's is going to bankrupt Medicare and Medicaid. It is the most expensive disease for our nation. Last year, it was $214 billion. $150 billion of that was Medicare and Medicaid expenses.
Well, you're right. It's going to bankrupt the entire nation because think of the boomers, and they're all aging, and if it is women and women live longer, what's going to happen?
Right. Just with the new statistics, 20,000 in our service area, the 10 parish area we serve, over 65 are affected.
Arts and Alzheimer's. It's a new program at Charlie's Place. Would you tell us about it?
It's really not at Charlie's Place. It's in conjunction with the Shaw Center. It's a program to engage the caregiver and the affected individual in a therapeutic activity where they can express themselves through art and music.
Sounds wonderful. Thanks so much for coming today, Ms. Otten. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.